minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, an infamous day in radio, October the 9th, Friday, 1987. Lasseter with you until 4, but this is the day we introduce the Lasseter Group. It could be exciting, it could be a disaster, it could be something in between, but nonetheless, four of the most notorious talk radio callers in Tampa Bay join me today to bat it around. First and foremost, Lionel, the Gulfport lawyer. Lionel, are you there?
Does the Pope do dookie in the woods? Of course I'm.
I don't know whether or not he does, Lionel.
Is a bear Catholic?
I'm ready. Okay, Lionel says he is ready. Also on the panel, if you will, this afternoon, Carolyn from Newport Richie. Carolyn, are you there and ready?
I am here, and I am ready, and I am wearing my leather headband.
A leather headband, Carolyn? Why?
And nothing else.
And nothing else. Oh, this is going to be an exciting show. The newest character on the scene, Captain Jack. Captain Jack, are you there and ready?
You bet I'm ready, and I knew you'd introduce those two first.
Well, of course. And I've also saved for last the most notorious caller of all, the rock and roll Klansman, Rocky. Rocky, are you set to go, my friend?
Good evening, Miss Lasseter. I'm kind of dead tired because I just stepped in my house about 2 hours ago from a long ride from Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. What were you doing in Macon, Rocky?
I had to attend a very important meeting.
A very important meeting. Okay, well, it sounds a little mysterious, and maybe we should keep it that way.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the rules are thus. I will throw out a topic. You will have approximately 90 seconds each, a minute and a half, to respond to the topic. And then when we go through all four of you, we will have a two-minute open general conversation where, you know, you can take shots at each other or rebut or whatever it might be. Does everybody understand the rules?
I do.
Lionel?
Understood.
Rocky?
Yes.
Captain Jack?
I heard him.
All right. Let us go with our first topic. Issue number one, Pat Robertson, the fornicating fibber. Will it do him in? Can he survive all of these revelations, if you will? Carolyn, let me start with you.
Yes, I think that Pat Robertson's inability to count up to 9 months will have a dire effect on his desire to be president of the United States.
You really think it's going to matter?
I beg your pardon?
You really think it's going to matter to his supporters?
I think it's going to matter to some of his supporters who would not care whether the child was born before he said the child was born, but who might take dire consequences attached to the fact that he can't count.
Pat can't count. So Pat can't count on your support then either.
You bet.
Captain Jack, what do you say? Is it going to do Pat Robertson in?
No, it's not going to do him in. The people of this country know Pat Robertson. They've known him for years. And there's no way that the people are going to not get behind Pat Robertson. He's a born-again Christian, and we know what that means. You don't. Got Carolyn don't know, but we know what it means. And he's a good man. It's not going to do him in.
But, Captain Jack, Pat Robertson is guilty of at least one thing that is, well, frankly, just unforgivable to the born-again Christian. Pat Robertson is guilty of situational ethics, is he not?
That's all right. What's the matter with that?
What's the matter with situational ethics? Situational ethics, that's the backbone of secular humanism.
Well, we're not concerned about secular humanism and that type of stuff. We know Pat Robertson, we know what he stands for, and we're going to back Pat Robertson.
What does Pat Robertson stand for, Captain Jack?
He stands for the people in this country, the people that settled this country, the people that made it what it is today, not these new subhuman type of people that come in later and are raping the country now. He's one of the people that made this country what it is.
Do the people of this country stand for fudging on their resumes?
Fudging on their resumes?
Yes. For example, Pat Robertson said he did graduate work at London University. It turns out he took an introductory art course as part of a travel package.
Well, I've taken correspondence courses too.
Lionel, is it going to do Pat in?
Of course not, because Pat never had a chance in the first place.
What we have here is a mendacious right-wing Bible-thumping liar. A guy who, to Captain Jack, who apparently doesn't seem to be nonplussed by this man's evidence of his ability to lie, first of all, he fudges his combat record. Or there was some indication that Daddy helped him get out of combat, which, of course, doesn't really matter because he's a born-again Christian. And you can lie, it's okay, as long as you're one of them. Then he says he went to the London school, which was also a lie, but that doesn't matter because, after all, he's a nice guy and his hair is nice. And then we have the business about knocking up his wife. And as Johnny Carson said last night, this is the only time when a candidate for president is going to get in trouble for fooling around with his own wife. So the total question is it going to hurt his chances? Of course not, because he never had a chance. Jim Baker and Tammy Baker, that incident hasn't hurt them. After all, they're...
Well, we'll get to Jim and Tammy later.
The point is, it's not going to hurt him, because whatever little minuscule chance he had in the first place to even be considered for the highest office is not going to be affected by this. If anything, it gives him more publicity, which he so desperately needs. And the bottom line is, he's a liar and a phony. Like most of these people, most of these Bible-thumping Boeotians.
Boeotians. Okay, Rocky, what do you have to say on this?
No one is without sin. This ain't going to hurt the man's campaign. It's going to help him because he's going to be in the hip limelight now. A lot of people thought the man wasn't human. He had no compassion. He had no emotion. Now, let me tell you about it. Ted Kennedy claims to be a Christian, too. He's a murderer. He drowned a woman. And let me tell you about it. Ain't nobody saying much about that. And he was running for president, too, and they didn't bring that up. I think Pat Robinson...
Rocky, what do you mean they didn't bring that up?
And I think he's for the nation. And I think his foreign policy is very similar to the mine. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't like him in the beginning. But when I was watching 700 Club and I watched Ben Kinslow, I said to myself, here's a man that has potential. This ain't going to faze him one bit. He's still got the Christians behind him because they're forgiving people. And when he did this, he was not a Christian. He was not a born-again Christian in 1954.
All right, let me throw this open to the group. Can the people, will the people forgive Pat Robertson?
I forgive him. Hey, I've done the same thing. I'll forgive a man. I ain't that bad a guy. I done it. I did it.
You've done that before, too, Rocky?
Oh, yeah. I got two kids before I got married.
Are you forgiven, Rocky?
I had two kids. But see, I got four kids.
Aren't you a sinner?
I didn't get married until I had my third kid.
Aren't you a sinner, Rocky?
Yes, I'm a sinner.
I don't like talking to sinners, Rocky.
Well, then get off the line, and I'll take over the whole show. Now, like I said before, we can go on and on with Pat Robertson. The man ain't afraid to speak his mind. I watched him on Ted Koppel's show last night. He did everybody a service. A man like Gary Hart could not stand up to a man like Ted Koppel. He could, Joseph Biden, he couldn't stand up to him. Hey, Pat Robertson, I'll take my hat off to you. You're okay.
I'll drop my pants to him, Bob.
That's it. Get rocking.
Rocky just made my point. With people like Rocky, Robertson's chances are not going to be hurt. I agree with Lionel.
That's right.
He didn't have a chance from the beginning. But Rocky may be disturbed because Robertson can't count, since Rocky thinks there are nine continents.
Or in essence, Carolyn, what you're saying is that boneheads like Rocky and Captain Jack wouldn't be affected one way or the other.
You got that right.
Well, that figures, because every time she opens her mouth, anything you tell her,
hey, Captain
what
Jack,
she does.
Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Now, we know that she's a KGB agent, so we know where she's coming from.
Oh, I know more about her. Wait till we get into this.
I just wonder if she swam over here or if she was a defect.
I got the goods on her right here.
Yeah, all right.
All right,
I've
ladies and gentlemen.
I've talked to commies
before. Oh, yeah.
We will move on to issue number two following these words. Number two for the Lassiter Group, the PTL Club. Just when you thought it would go away, you'd never hear from it again. Front page news. Can Jim and Tammy come back? Will Jim and Tammy come back? Do they even want to come back? Captain Jack, let me start with you.
Well,
Jim and Tammy, can we see them again? Will we see them again?
You know, this program's not going to be all Bible bashing, is it?
No, Captain Jackie, it isn't.
Okay, I noticed since we started it off, we're not
bashing the Bible, Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever heard one of my Bible bashing shows?
When you start talking about Pat Robinson and now you're on Jim and Tammy, I mean, it appears to me
we're talking about front page news, Captain Jack. Will they be back?
Yes, they'll be back.
The people of the 700 Club, the PTL Club, are so stupid they're going to put up with a rapist?
Well, these two people are coming back. The people are wanting them back. It's their organization, and they're coming back. That's all, that's all I can tell you on it. They're coming back, and they're going to take the thing and get it out of hot water. He's admitted his mistakes. The man made many mistakes. We've all made mistakes.
Is a rapist fit to be preaching the scriptures, Captain Jack?
Well, I've never heard of him tried in any court in the land for rape. That don't mean anything to me.
Well, some of the most brutal charges ever made against a man were made in a national news publication. There is no sign of any lawsuit for slander.
Certainly, and who controls the news media? Who controls these presses and the television and the radios? You know who controls them? The liberal element in the country that's trying to drag it down.
Well, that's all fine and well, but that doesn't prevent Jim Baker from suing.
Jim Baker made his statement at the very beginning on Ted Koppel that he wasn't the type of person that was going to do something like that.
Carolyn, will Jim and Tammy be back? Carolyn? Carolyn? Is that my mistake? Did I do something wrong? No, I've got that line up, don't I?
She'll be back. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, let me go to you, Rocky. Will Jim and Tammy be back?
Yeah, they'll be back, but they won't be at the PTL Club. I'll have to admit, they were entertaining, they were fun to watch, and I watched the show many a night with my wife, and we just had a good time.
Rocky, but I thought you used to listen to my show.
What?
I thought you used to listen to my show, Rocky.
Well, I did, but that show comes on the cable like at 12 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
What, one eye on 700 Club, one ear on Lassiter? For the PTL Club?
Well, I used to watch the 700 Club, I watched the PTL Club, too.
Well,
I watched Good Night America, too.
So Jim and Tammy are coming back.
Well, don't forget it. Jerry Falwell stole that place. They built it up. Hey, I don't care how deceitful they are. I know they're a bunch of crooks. I know that. But Jerry Falwell stole it. And I say this. I say the same thing that John Kay said to Steppenwolf. Hey, you want to retire? Get out of the way. They built the place. Jim and Tammy Faye Baker built Heritage USA. And that Jerry Falwell come in there and stole it from them. Now I think it's time the people have given a mandate. They said, get out of the way. We're coming back. The people want them. They owe out $70 million, and the only way they're going to save Heritage USA...
Rocky, how much money... How much money are you going... Rocky, how much money are you going to send the day that Jim and Tammy come back?
I might send them a few bucks.
Just a few, Rocky?
Yeah.
Lionel.
I just want them for an entertainment.
Lionel, Jim and Tammy, will they be back?
Of course they'll be back, because the type of person or persons that you need to run an organization like that are charlatans. And they've proven themselves to be two of the greatest. Jerry Falwell doesn't have it. He's too honest. These people...
Jerry Falwell is too honest?
Too honest. He couldn't go on TV and cry. Jerry Falwell's mascara couldn't run like theirs. Jim and Tammy are charlatans. They're thieves. They're crooked. That's the type of individuals you need to run an organization like that. And if PTL is ever going to make it, they're going to need the likes of Jim and Tammy. And another thing I want to say is, I'm glad that this country allows, because it's nowhere in the Constitution, but I'm sure subsumed into some amendment, is there is a right to be as stupid as you want to be in this country. And if you are stupid enough, like Rocky, to send hard-earned cash to PTL, to the shysters, shucksters, and rip-off artists, I think that's what makes this country great.
Lionel, do you really believe... Lionel,
send your money to the KGB.
Hold it there,
Lionel.
Rocky. Hold it there, Rocky.
Right,
we'll get into an open discussion in a moment. Lionel, do you really think that Rocky's going to send his hard-earned money to the PTL?
The guy's a pauper. What is he going to do? Hock a few bed sheets? Hock a cross? He's a poor wastrel. He's a nothing. He's a bum. He's a $2.
Well, Carolyn, are you there? We still don't have Carolyn?
Carolyn.
I figured we'd drive her off.
Hey, Carolyn went home to wash her dirty dishes. She's got more dishes and dirty dishes in her sink than Howard Johnson's
she
got.
Can't take
All right, we'll call Carolyn back. We seem to be having a problem with that line. But again, gentlemen, let me go into the open part of the discussion on this PTL. Can Jim and Tammy come back? What does this say? What does this say about the new neo-Christians in this country? Are they worshiping God when they turn on the television set, or are they worshiping personalities? Open discussion, gentlemen.
Well, let me say something on that. First of all, a man like Lionel sit there and casting stones to, about people, you know. The good Christian people know how to forgive, and it's and we don't go around judging people. And when people admit they make mistakes, that's part of our belief. They've made mistakes and they've admitted it. Now, why not give them a? It is, as Rocky said, it's their organization. They made it what it was. It was coming there and taken away from them. And then you have people like this Lionel that has the audacity to sit out there and throw rocks at people who he don't believe in our.
Get out of here.
Carolyn, you're back now. What do you have to say about this?
You can forget Tim and Tammy, but you can't forget Ted Kennedy. You can't forget Joe Biden. It's selective memory loss, Jack. That's what it is.
You can
forgive and forget,
Jerry,
so long
Paul,
as it's one of your ilk.
Don't
give me this Christian crap about, well, they've made a mistake.
I would like to answer your question.
Jim Baker ain't.
Hold on, gentlemen. I've got characters. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, I'm going to put you all on hold. Carolyn's back on the line, and she's going to have something to say. Go ahead, Carolyn.
To your question, of course, Jim and Tammy Baker are back. Jim is a rapist, and Tammy is a hunch front.
You're jealous.
And let me tell you this. The people like Captain Jack, touche to you, Lionel, there is no specific right in the Constitution. But in their case, it's not only inalienable, it's inherent.
Touche, darling.
What'd she do? Go look in the dictionary for a phrase?
What's the matter, Captain Jack? You don't understand the word?
Yes, fancy New York word.
Right. And if ignorance is this,
Hey, lady. Let's get back to common sense here and forget about that. Forget about that sissy dictionary. And
forget
let's
about
get back
the
to
Constitution.
Basics. You can hide behind them big New York words, but I'm sorry, you ain't in New York.
No. You know what's amazing to
you
me?
You ain't in New York, woman.
You know what's amazing
now,
to me?
Now, how you going
to
get out of that?
I'm a Kentucky hillbilly, Rocky.
Yeah, that's right, Jack.
28 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, the Lassiter Group will continue. The Bill of Rights, asking for a prohibition against discrimination against gays. Rocky, how about it?
No way.
No way. Why not, Rocky?
No way. Them people, them faggots, are the ones that brought that disease AIDS in here. They were in the closet. Now they're all running out here trying to get, they're making money off this. This is a smoke screen for them faggots to get a bunch of money. I think we ought to put them, all of them, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll tell them that. We'll trick them. We'll say, okay, you want another amendment? Okay, Daddy, you want number 28? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do it, and we're going to get them all together. We're going to find out who they are, and we're going to tag them. We're going to put a tattoo across the forehead.
How are you going to find them, Rocky?
They're going to throw their hair long and cover up with bangs.
Rocky, how are you going to find them?
On their cheek. They got their destruction. They're
Rocky.
Destroying this country through AIDS. AIDS is one of the biggest problems in this nation right
Rocky,
now.
Rocky, how are you going to find them, Rocky?
It's spread all through the United States.
Rocky, how are you going to find them? How are you going to find these gays to tag them?
We're going to go ahead with that. We're going to go ahead with that new amendment. Okay, come on out. Come on out, faggots. We're going to trick them. Let's get some people out here. We'll trick them.
Carolyn, is there a need for an amendment to the Bill of Rights for homosexual rights?
It's my turn, Rocky. I don't know whether there's a need for it or not, but I would defend to my death the right of gays to petition for that amendment. They have every right to do so, and I would like to say...
Will you support them, though, in getting it?
Of course I would support them. I would like to say that Rocky, in my opinion, is a latent heterosexual, and he doesn't know why. And also I would like to say that gays have as many rights under our democratic republic as rednecks.
Lionel, what do you have to say about that? Do gays need an amendment?
Aside from Rocky being a latent heterosexual, he has penis envy.
You got that right.
But instead of an amendment, what I think we should do is the Supreme Court should include, within the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection...
You're a lesbian and a faggot.
Hold on there, Rocky. Hold on.
You're a lesbian and a... You're
hold
a
on,
faggot.
Rocky. You'll get your chance. Rocky, you'll get your chance.
I hope y'all got your condoms on, because when you get close to each other, y'all better be careful.
Rocky, hold on, or else you don't play anymore. You'll get your chance in the open part of the discussion. Go ahead, Lionel.
Bobby's drunk, but anyway...
You're a faggot, Lionel.
You're an idiot. So anyway, I think we should need to have, under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, homosexuals should be a part of a suspect class that would allow them to avail themselves of the 14th Amendment, which is really already there. But if the ERA didn't make it, how in the hell can a homosexual Bill of Rights make it? Another thing, too, is I don't like there being any type of a Bill of Rights or an amendment, because all that does is it prohibits state and federal governments from being the transgressor. It doesn't prohibit private industry from...
So, Lionel, you are not in favor of an amendment to the Bill of Rights.
No, but I want I want case law to be reconstrued. You like
Captain
that New
Jack.
York word, Rocky, you idiot, you?
Captain Jack, are you going to be on the side of Lionel?
What do you mean by have it reconstrued? Let me tell you something. These sub-whites, that I call them, these late arrivals that come into this country... by the English and the Scots and the Germans and the ones that fought the war in the 16 and 1700s, they belong to this group of the blacks and the Cubans and the Mexicans and the Puerto Ricans and the Asians.
What's the matter, Captain Jack?
Those are the people that's got the AIDS. They're the ones that spread it. I have no compassion at all for any of them. Every one of them don't deserve anything. As far as I'm concerned, the Constitution don't even apply to them.
So, Captain Jack, you're on Lionel's side on this.
Lionel's side?
Yeah.
No, I'm not on Lionel's side. I'm on Rocky's side.
He doesn't have the difference.
You're too stupid to know what the hell you're talking about, Jack.
Don't have no right.
You don't know the difference, Jack.
Listen to them people scream. It's getting to you. You ain't in New York. You ain't in New York. It's
Mr.
getting
Lassiter?
To you, ain't it? You can't.
Yes, Carolyn.
I wanted
like
to say
then
that
get
Rocky...
Get above that Mason-Dixon line.
Rocky is the only man.
Well, we'll just put everybody on hold and start again with
Hello.
You, Carolyn. Okay.
Rocky's the only man I have ever heard of who suffers need for penis extension and penis envy at the same time.
Okay, Rocky, Carolyn's talking about your penis. What do you have to say about that?
You want to suck it, baby?
Whoa.
Come on, suck it.
Captain Jack, do you like this kind of talk on the radio?
Well, I don't appreciate every time we try to have a discussion that Lionel and that Carolyn have to start talking
Captain
about.
Captain Jack, are you there?
Hunt?
Captain Jack, can I say something to you?
You sure can.
You're a good American. Let me tell you, what we're dealing with here is two liberal communist sympathizers
that
are using this program for a smokescreen to disturb our young children.
They're not going
to
get away with it.
Carolyn, can I talk to you?
You bet. Did you hear Lionel?
We're dealing with a guy named Jack Off and Rocky.
Uh-huh.
You got it.
Two intellectual deficits. Two people with chromosomes missing.
Yeah.
Two people
it.
Who are only putting
hey, you're still
station.
Stealing my... Hey,
Shut
you and Theodore Bundy. Hey.
Let me tell you something.
You and Theodore Bundy are two of a
only
kind.
Reason.
You go around ripping
only
off these
reason.
Old ladies.
You are...
Yeah. Young children got a little taller there, and you come in there filling your pocketbook. I don't know whether you...
Issue number 4. Oh, my God. Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. Will they find him? Do you care if they find him? What do you want done with him if they do find him? Carolyn, is Nessie for real?
No, and I could care less how long they search for him. And I wanted to say also that Rocky has just said he's a merkin. And
yeah,
I totally agree
Come
with
on,
him.
Baby.
He is
Get
a merkin.
It Shake
Shut
it
up.
Out.
And you
oh,
asked Rocky.
I want to serenade you, baby.
You're a merkin.
I never serenaded
right.
a Russian woman before. How do you like it?
You're a merkin, baby.
I'm going to make you feel at home in a minute. All right. I'm going to make you fame. My name is Vladimir Volkov.
You are indeed
Moscow.
A merchant.
I would like to welcome you to the country,
Rocky.
And I know
Rocky.
I'm going to bother you.
Rocky.
You like it?
Rocky, behave yourself, or
get AIDS, right?
You know, hey,
yeah,
I'll put Tom from Lutz on.
Thanks,
he wants
Captain
to be
Jack.
On too. Rocky, Loch Ness Monster, is he for real? Do you care?
Well, I had a friend that went over there to Glasgow, Scotland, and he was telling me that it ain't for real.
That ain't for real. Lionel, is Nessie for real?
No, he's as real as Rocky is, but he speaks better English.
Captain Jack, you're a seafaring man.
Because he can make money off that little monster down there.
Captain Jack, you're a seafaring man. Shut up, Rocky. Captain Jack, you're a seafaring man. How about it?
The only monsters we've got in this country is people like that Carolyn and Lionel and the rest of them that are trying to tear our country up. That's what they are.
That's what they are. Okay, issue number 5. Jessica Hahn, bimbo or victim, Lionel?
Victim.
Victim, why?
Jim Baker, the rapist. J- Jim Baker the rapist.
Three people have come forward saying that they have had affairs with Jessica Hahn. One of them saying it was prior to the Clearwater Beach Motel incident.
That does not preclude Jim Baker from being a rapist. She could have been a prostitute and still raped in Clearwater by Jim the Liar Baker, whom Jackoff over there has forgiven because he's a Christian.
But Lionel, if she lied about her virginity, might she not be lying about the entire story?
That's always a possibility. But let me ask you something. If it was untrue, why wouldn't Jim Baker, as you so astutely pointed out, why wouldn't he file a libel action against her? Because truth is a defense. He knows it's true. She knows it's true. And aside from being a liar and a mendacious liar at that, he's a rapist. And it's true. And but she might still be a bimbo, too. Bimbos can be raped.
Captain Jack, have you seen the pictures? Is she a bimbo or a victim?
I went down yesterday to the Circle K and got the magazine, and I read the story.
Uh-huh.
And the woman's got round heels and got calluses on her back.
Isn't that against your religion, Jackoff, huh?
Lionel, you'll have your chance.
She's got calluses on her back.
What makes her a bimbo, Captain Jack?
Just what you said. People are coming forward now and telling exactly what she is, and all she's doing is making millions of dollars off of Baker. That's
is it okay to rape a bimbo?
She wasn't raped.
Why don't you believe her?
I don't believe her.
Why not?
Oh, I just don't.
But Jim Baker will steal old ladies' money. Why not steal a young girl's virginity?
Lionel steals old people's money, too.
Rocky.
Maybe he's a rapist, too.
Rocky, is Jessica Hahn a bimbo or a victim?
Jessica Hahn is a professional prostitute hired by Jim Baker. I think they both had a good time, and I think money did exchange hands.
How do you know she's a pro? Have you bought her services, Rocky?
No, but I have heard that she said that she did want to get it on with Jim because she had a thing for him.
Where did you hear that, Rock?
Oh, I heard that on the radio, on your station, matter of fact.
I never had her on. I don't believe anybody on the station did.
No, you didn't have it on. It was another person on your radio station.
Hallucinations, Bob.
Jessica Hahn is nothing more than a professional prostitute.
Carolyn, bimbo or victim?
She's a victim, of course. Whether she was a prostitute or a virgin, as she claims, any woman who is raped by a man is a victim, and Jim Baker is a rapist. And later on in the program, I would love it if Lionel has the guts to tell Rocky what a merkin is.
She's not a victim, anyway.
No,
who's not a victim?
No victim. She needed a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
What, are you jealous, Rocky?
Some cash, and she says, baby, I'm going to get some of that action, and I want some of that money.
You're jealous, aren't you, Rocky?
And now she's in Playboy magazine, and she'll play her cards right, like Carolyn would do it.
In your dreams,
she
Rocky.
She might get a movie career out of
dreams.
It. She would just play her cards right.
In your dreams.
But she's got to be careful.
She got more sense.
Issue number six. Ronald Reagan, is he being a jerk in pressing the Bork nomination? It is obvious to everyone there is not a chance in hell that Robert Bork will be nominated for the Supreme Court or that Robert Bork will be confirmed for the Supreme Court. Is the president being a jerk in pushing this issue? Captain Jack, let's start with you.
Repeat that.
Ronald Reagan, is he being a jerk in pressing for the Bork nomination?
Well, first of all, our president's not a jerk, whether he's pressing for the Bork nomination or not. And no, he's not. Look at the...
It's a lost cause, Captain Jack.
What?
It's a lost cause.
It may be a lost cause, but good people don't give up lost causes. They keep fighting. They fight and they fight and they fight. And whether he gets him in there, he's going to make his point.
But Captain Jack, in the meanwhile, that ninth chair sits vacant.
Good, good. And it goes right back to the Congress, who's the ones that are supposed to be making the laws and trying to stick lawmaking on the Supreme Court. That's the problem with the Supreme Court right now. The congressmen that up there won't make the damn laws. They want the Supreme Court to make laws. And Burke refuses to do it, and that's the problem. That Kennedy sit right there and just wrangled and wrangled over that man, and he hadn't got the guts to make the laws. That's the problem there with Bart.
Carolyn, is the president being a jerk in pressing this issue?
Of course he's being a jerk. When the president was asked the question, don't you think that the nomination for confirmation of Judge Bork will fail on the Judiciary Committee, Ronald Reagan said, over my dead body. And he's in a hell of a position because he doesn't want the right-wingers in this country who are furious with him to make that prophecy fulfilled.
Lionel, how about it? President a jerk for pushing this issue?
Of course he's a jerk. Bork is dead, just like Rocky and Jackoff over here. Bork is dead.
Absolutely.
What Ronald Reagan is doing is he's intransigent. He's obstinate. Bork was dead the first time he opened his mouth. Now, what Reagan could do is he could nominate, or somebody else could, Higginbotham, Posner, people from Chicago, brilliant people who would go through, Howard Baker even, they would go through without a problem. But no, he has to appoint a right-wing neo-Nazi
absolutely.
Who at one time used to be a socialist. At
he was
one
a
time,
socialist.
An individual that
and
both Rocky and Jerkoff over there would have hated. So who does he pick? He picks a guy who makes Hitler look like Gandhi. And what is he doing now?
Hey, watch what you're saying about Hitler, Lionel.
Body. Shut
watch
up.
Watch what you're saying about
quick.
Hitler there, Lionel.
Rocky, is the president a jerk on this issue?
No, he's not a jerk on this issue, but I do predict that Mr. Bork will not make the court justice because of the slanderous... I believe
oh
that he will...
Oh, my God.
What? Hey, shut up a minute.
What a prediction.
The Jewish media is going to destroy Mr. Bork.
Oh, Jesus, I can't stand this.
It's not better.
What?
It's not better.
I think you might be sitting on something that should have been put in the store. Bork has been destroyed by the Jewish media. And
oh,
the Southern
yeah.
Democrats want the black constituency.
Yeah,
they
the
want to get that
Rocky.
Vote. And the senators that are against him, they want to get
my
on the bandwagon and
Rocky.
Destroy the man's character because they're afraid of their political gain.
Rocky, let me ask you this. Did the Jewish media destroy Bork because of his views, or did they destroy Bork because he divorced a Jewish woman?
It's nothing more than propaganda.
Those two in the same room
Rocky, you're tremendous.
I can't
if you
stand
were drunk,
it.
I swear to God,
the black
you're serious.
The black people do. they have made him out to be a racist.
The
Mr. Bork is not a racist.
The black people, Bork gets on TV and says he's against integrated lunch counters, and the black people told him to say
well,
that?
Well, I'm for that myself.
Me too.
Oh, God.
So
hey,
Bork thinks like you?
Yeah, I don't want to go into a restaurant set beside some spook slobbering all over the table. Hey, this country belongs to the white people. Let's give it back to tradition.
Let's have a cleansing of our nation. 12:46,
the
time. The Lassiter Group in high gear. We will continue the conversation. Issue number 7. Jesse Jackson started appearing last Sunday in ads for what amounts to a trade school. Is there anything wrong with a presidential candidate, or a potential presidential candidate in this case, selling his name and his picture for a commercial endorsement? Lionel, let's start with you on this one.
Absolutely not. First Amendment. Our president was an actor. There's no reason for that to prohibit or proscribe Jesse Jackson from doing it. Albeit, not the best move I can think of. But if he wants to make some money on the side, if he wants to endorse a product, if he wants to do what people like you and Dickie Norman and all these other guys do by selling something, by advocating it, he has a First Amendment right. But politically, it's not the wisest thing you can do.
Why not?
Because it looks like you're a huckster. It looks like you're there 1 minute, you're talking about saving the nation and being the next, the leader of the free world, and you're pushing a business school or whatever the hell it is.
Well, we already know that everybody who announces for office ain't playing with a full deck, so what's the difference?
Well, intrinsically, nothing. I'm just saying, based upon the way people look at candidates like Jackoff and Rocky over there, it's not to their best interest, I think, to do something like he did. But does he have a right to do it? Of course he does. And I hope he makes a lot of money. He's going to need it because he doesn't have a chance. But I hope he makes loads of money. And the First Amendment allows him to do whatever the hell he wants to.
Captain Jack.
If the First Amendment can allow Jackoff and Rocky to say the stupid things they've said this afternoon, then certainly Jesse Jackson can do an ad for anybody.
Captain Jack, is there anything wrong with that endorsement?
Well, first of all, you use the term potential candidate or potential president.
He hasn't officially announced yet.
He's not going to be president. And I've heard this Lionel and this Carolyn on this same radio station say that they would vote for the man. So the people that are listening out there, if that don't give them an idea of what they're listening to, he can run off his mouth all he wants and her too. But you know where they're coming coming from. The man is, and he used the word, a potential huckster. He is a huckster. He's a racist. You call us racist and bigots and rednecks.
And morons.
Yeah,
and
that's what he
hold on, Lionel.
Well,
hold on,
right,
Lionel.
And that's what he is.
Captain Jack, this is not without precedent. Ronald Reagan allows his image to be used in advertisements for the National Rifle Association.
That's
this is not without precedent.
He's still a huckster, and he's still
what, Ronald Reagan? Is Ronald Reagan a huckster?
No.
Well, why is it okay when Ronald Reagan does it, but it's not okay if Jesse Jackson does it? Smacks of racism, Captain Jack.
I never saw an ad of the president in any magazine or anywhere else backing up the National Rifle. That's a bunch of garbage.
Well, I know it's a bunch of garbage, Captain Jack, but it happens to be true.
Where did you see it?
It's on television, and it's in the print media.
When?
What do you mean, when? It's been going on for years, Captain Jack.
That's great that you tell me that. And
what do you still got, you know, old copies of Uncle Billy's whiz-bang book there that you read through? Haven't you gotten any new magazines recently or watched television?
Wake up, Jack off. Wake up. You're being made a fool out of.
Oh, you're the one that's being made a fool out
of. Wake up. You and Rockhead over there are being made fools of.
Hold on, gentlemen, hold on.
Why don't you admit it that you said
hold on, gentlemen, Carolyn. Is there anything wrong with this?
Of course not. The same law which protects the president's son, Ron Jr., from putting a condom on a banana on PBS protects Jesse Jackson from his endeavors.
Rocky, what's wrong with it, if anything?
I have a problem when we take a communist that likes Gaddafi and kisses Castro and rubs Louis Farrakhan's behind and make money off of it. I think he's a black racist, and I don't think he has the best interest of the United States at hand.
Should black racists be forbidden from turning a buck in this country?
Versus white racists like you.
I'm not a racist.
White racists have no problem with that.
Well, okay, Rocky, for the sake of this conversation, we won't call you a racist, but what I'm asking is, should black racists be prohibited from earning a living in this country?
If they're communist, I do think so, but
how about white racists? Should they be prevented from earning a living?
Pryor does commercials.
Should white racists be prevented from earning a living?
I don't think we should take white communists and let them do advertisements.
You didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question.
These two are communists, and I don't believe we should let liberal faggot communists on the TV screen to advertise.
One second here. Do you really think, Rockhead, do you and Jackoff actually think that we are communists?
I think you're communist sympathizers.
Of course they are. Let me answer that question.
I won't say, hey, I don't think you're communist, but I think you're communist sympathizers.
Yeah, let me ask that question.
Oh, I can't wait. Let me get
you to the Communist Party.
Stupid.
I think you people would like to divide the wealth. I think you people would like to see.
I want to divide the wealth.
Hey, you people are jealous because I have a lot of money, and you'd like to share it with me, the trash that would like to separate it.
You've got money,
because you're too lazy to work. And ladies, everything you said today, I've
read it. In the newspaper this morning, two newlyweds were fined a total of $1,000, placed on probation for their drunken escapades aboard an airliner. Amorous clinches were described in the court papers. Seems the two young people were married in Tampa, got aboard a Continental Airlines jet, were a bit tipsy, and the new husband started fondling and caressing his wife's bare breast. There was a 9-year-old child sitting across the aisle. They were jailed for 48 hours. The plane made an unscheduled stop in Houston and have now been fined $1,000 and placed on probation. Rocky, what do you think about that?
Well, you said a 9-year-old child witnessed to this, right?
That's correct.
Well, I think that's inappropriate behavior for two adults to take a stance like this in an airplane. I think there's a time and place for everything, and I don't like to see this kind of thing in public.
Is it enough of a sentence, enough of a penalty, $1,000?
No, I don't like the way it's, what should have happened. He should have got his ass kicked on the plane.
Rocky, have you ever fondled Mrs. Rocky's breast in public?
In public?
In public.
No.
Any place where it might have been witnessed?
Where it would have been witnessed?
Where it might have been witnessed by a child.
Yes, she does. She's a 40D cup, jealous boy.
Yeah, right.
He only sees it from the back, Rocky. He don't ever see it from the front.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something about Lionel. He's so jealous because, you know, he spent all this time in college and spending up, burning the midnight oil, reading his little dictionary, and I'm a multimillionaire.
Yeah, and I'm on the Roosevelt.
This sissy here can't stand it.
He was trained by Lawyer Calhoun.
Carolyn.
Hey, Lionel, I can't
Hold on, gentlemen. Carolyn, is this appropriate punishment for this type of behavior?
Oh, I think it's much too heavy a punishment. And for a Klansman who's into S&M, I find Rocky's opinion...
Hey,
what would be appropriate punishment, Carolyn? Shut up, Rocky.
That is in the hole.
Shut up, Rocky. Carolyn, what's appropriate punishment?
Maybe ban them from that airline for a while and give them a $500 fine for offending the morals of a minor.
Captain Jack, where do you stand on this?
Well, I'd say Carolyn would pay them to funnel her on an airline.
Hey, they'd have a hard time finding anything.
Captain Jack, how much would you pay to fondle Carolyn?
I'll fondle her for free.
Shut up, Rocky.
Well, no.
Lassiter,
I'd like to look at these people. I'd like to have a picture of them and just see. I'd like to see what they really were.
You couldn't tell the front from the back.
Yeah.
Lionel, is this appropriate punishment?
Of course it's not appropriate. It's too strict. First of all, I want to know who's got jurisdiction. Which state did they fly over? What is it, federal? I mean, who is responsible for bringing them to court?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was on a federal charge because it took place in an airliner above the ground, off the ground. They stopped initially in Houston.
This is a typical example of a waste of the court's time. What they should have done is, instead of taking these people on their honeymoon and find them, they should have sat down with a 9-year-old kid and said, "Kid, welcome to the real world. You're going to see people fondling people in public, and you're going to hear idiots like Jackoff and Rockhead on the air saying stupid things."
Rocky,
Rocky, it's a tough world out there.
Hold on, Lionel. Rocky, how does this differ from a man getting on the radio at night and giving explicit, intimate details of his sexual escapades with his wife?
I don't think there was one on an airplane.
I heard that, Rocky.
It wasn't in the subway.
It's okay, because kids were listening to this pervert.
Of course.
Lionel, you used a lot of nasty language today, and I would like to discourage the parents out here listening to do not take these
Rocky,
how is it any different seeing this activity than hearing about this activity?
How much should
you have been fined?
How much should I be fined?
Yes. There could have been 9-year-old children listening to that disgusting display of what you and Mrs. Rocky do.
That's tough cookies for them.
Which was fantasy, because you're impotent.
Everybody knows it.
You're jealous, Lionel. You spend up all night reading your dictionary.
Yeah, that's right.
You're trying to read.
You're a sissy.
You're an ignorant.
You're a sissy. Ball with a silver spoon in your mouth. Riding around in a beige Mercedes-Benz with a telephone in your car.
Issue number nine, the NFL players' strike still going on in full force. Are the players entitled to free agency? Obviously, the main sticking point has the largest background over the last issue. The NFL players' strike. How about it, Captain Jack? Are the players entitled to free agency?
What did you say, Lassiter?
Are the players entitled to free agency in the NFL?
Are the players... Certainly they're entitled to free agency.
So you support the union?
Well, certainly I support the union.
Carolyn, how about you? Do you support the union in this matter?
Yes, I think they have the right. And I would like to say that, again, touche to Lionel. Rocky's brain is impotent because its seat is...
We've already passed that topic. Lionel, are the players entitled to free agency?
Got a sexual hang-up.
Shut up, Rocky.
They're only entitled to it if the owners agree to it. It's as simple as that. There's no free speech. There's no freedom. This is professional sports. The owners run the show. And yes, in my own heart, they do. But if you Cobra House says no, then they're not going to get it.
Rocky, you sound like a beer-guzzling couch potato who sits in front of the tube on Sunday. How about you?
I don't watch football.
Are you in support of the players on this issue?
No.
Are you a supporter?
I'm against.
He's a jockstrap.
You're against
the
unions.
A communist-backed organization that's ripping this country apart.
So you say that the players are not entitled. The players should be treated like slaves and owned.
If they don't want to do what they're doing, let them go home and become a lawyer like Lionel.
All right, we're at the end of the first hour. Oh, there they go. We'll just put them on hold. We're at the end of the first hour of the Lassiter Group. All participants have agreed to a second hour, so if you can put up with it, what the hell, I ain't got no shame. I'll put up with it as well. One more hour of the Lassiter Group yet to come. It's after the hour of 1 o'clock, Friday, October the 9th, 1987, a day that at least four of you have waited for. The day that we introduced the Lassiter Group. Radio history. Not all history is good, not all history is bad, and only time will be the final judge on this particular day. Lassiter with you until 4, the Lassiter Group with you for one additional hour. The Lassiter Group, four of the most notorious callers in Tampa Bay Talk Radio. The Rock and Roll Klansman, Carolyn from Newport Richie. The infamous Gulf Portal.
Talky, please say it again.
Mr. Lassiter invited us all to be here, and he invited us all to talk, not just some Jewish lawyer.
Is he paying you?
Lionel, Rocky, I want to know if you still want to be affiliated with an organization that Lionel and Carolyn support.
Well, first of all, I'm no more prejudiced than Lionel or Carolyn. What they're doing are lying through the teeth. They're just as prejudiced as I am.
What?
The only problem is they will not admit it because I have heard Carolyn Dungas on other shows lambaste the Jews and the Roman Catholics.
Oh,
and I have never come on here and cut down Roman Catholics, but I have heard Carolyn say such accusations, and I have never come on this radio station and
You're
said things
liar,
like
Rocky.
That.
You're a liar, Rocky.
And she is just as prejudiced as I am.
You're a liar.
And I'm not going to call you a liar. I'm going to call you a misunderstood
you
person.
You are a liar.
Because I will not use such language.
There are people who listen to this
Let
program.
Let me tell you something right now, Carolyn.
Wait a minute,
you're
Rocky.
Just as prejudiced
what did you call
as I
me
am.
Before if
You're just
kids
as
listening.
Prejudiced as I am, but
what did you
won't
call
admit
me
it.
Before?
You won't admit it, and so are you, Lionel.
Don't give me
you
this.
You like blacks
don't
because
give me
they get a lot of
about
trouble.
The
you can spend all your time defending them.
Hey, Weasel,
you're
what did you say?
You're just as prejudiced as I am,
What
Lionel?
Was the
you
word you
won't
used
admit
before?
It.
What was the
it's
word you
nature.
Used before?
It's human nature to be
you're
prejudiced.
An ignorant
you're
ignorant moron.
You want to get on the winning side.
Creepy.
You want to be on the hip liberal
you
side
the dumbest
and pretend that everything's
that
okay. But you're just
planet.
As prejudiced as I am.
You've got chromosomes missing.
You're just
you
as prejudiced as I am, Lionel. You won't admit it.
Your brain is in
It is time to limit the migration of newcomers to Florida. We've already started hearing this very week about the possibilities of a water shortage. Anybody that sticks his nose outside the door knows that the roads are hopelessly inadequate to deal with the people already here. Anyone who's ever seen a picture of what the area looked like just as recently as 10 years ago knows that the ecology is in danger. The schools, the services, they're all under tremendous strain. Is it time to place a sign at the border saying, stay away? Captain Jack, what do you think?
Now you're into my territory, and I was hoping you'd get to that question. First of all, these here people that are coming down here now don't know a damn thing about Florida or the history of Florida and could care less. They're just like those two creeps on the phone. All they're interested is what they can get out of it. The natives are looked upon.
Carpetbaggers.
The natives are looked upon.
Forget the natives, Captain Jack. Is it time to keep newcomers out?
Yes, and the ones that preceded them, that late bunch, too. The settlers of this Florida were strong people. They were good people, and they made the state what it is, and now we have these people that are coming in here that are ruining our state. They don't give a damn about this state. All they want to do is get what they can out of it and then sit there and complain about it.
How are you going to keep them out, Captain Jack?
What?
How are you going to keep them out?
Well, quit going up there and advertising on television, for one thing, and telling them to come down here. There's too damn many up
That's
here
That's primarily
now.
Tourism,
well,
Captain Jack. That's
border.
Shut up, Lionel. That's primarily tourism, those ads. We're talking about people moving here. How are you going to keep them out?
I don't want the tourists or the people that are moving here. They're killing my state. They're ruining my state. My people were in this state even when it was under Spain. These are the people that come down from the Carolinas and Georgia and all inside and fought all the wars and made this state, and now we're being outnumbered by these people that don't give a goddamn about this state.
Carolyn, is it time to post a not welcome sign at the border?
No, it is not. And I would point out to you that Captain Jackoff doesn't know the difference between tourism and aliens.
The hell I don't.
You're an alien, Carolyn.
Yeah, you're from another
You're a
planet.
Moron, Rocky.
You're from
Hold
Russia.
On there. Hold on there, Carolyn. You say it's not time
don't
to keep them out,
lady.
But you've got to know about all the problems that we have with
I
the
do.
Overpopulation.
I do know about the problems.
So what's the solution?
If I can deal with the problem of natives like Rocky and Jackoff, I can certainly deal with the problems of aliens.
Yeah, but you don't need Rocky. You do need water, Carolyn.
I don't think our water supply is going to be any more affected by the tourists who come from the north to Florida.
Not talking
than
about
by
the tourists.
Aliens.
Not talking about the tourists, Carolyn.
You're
talking
just
about
lying.
Shut
you're
up.
Lying.
Shut
it's
up.
In the paper. We ain't got enough water here now.
Rocky, shut up. I'll get to you in a moment. Carolyn, not talking about the tourists, talking about the immigrants.
That's right. The immigrants do not affect more the water supply in the state of Florida than the hundreds of thousands
of
people from the north who come down here every year, and I include myself in that. That's a buzzword. It doesn't mean anything.
Rocky, are you in favor of posting a not welcome sign at the border?
I'm posting that no northerners, no more neo carpetbaggers should come to this state. I think they have destroyed this nation. We used to live in harmony here, and they come down here with their lifestyle of murder and mayhem, and now it's not safe to walk the streets. They talk about all the money the tourists come in. Sure, they bring about $300 million a year. But how much money do they bring into the thievery and monstrousism that these Yankees come down here? They come down here and do nothing but complain. And Carolyn, you ain't from here. You're from Hazard County, Kentucky. Why don't you get up there, back up there in the coal
mine? Rocky, there is no such place as Hazard County, Kentucky.
Why don't you go back over there to Israel or wherever you're from? And
you're
rip off somebody in Bo Paul, Indy.
Lionel, are you going to join in? Lionel, shut up, gang.
What you doing over here?
Gang, hold it down. Hold it down, Rocky. Rocky, I'm going to put you on hold if you don't keep quiet there. Lionel, are you going to join Rocky with a not welcome sign?
Yes, at the border. But the sign's going to be facing Florida, and it will say, Rockhead and Jackoff not wanted. Get
that's
out.
That's right. Throw us out of our own state.
Yeah, throw us out of our own state.
You morons,
we were born and raised here, boy. You come
we
down here talking
you.
Your trash.
We want people with intelligence.
This soil is in our blood. You've destroyed what you have destroyed.
Hicks,
you couldn't make it your own state for to run down
English.
Here.
There's no
got thrown out of Kentucky.
Issue number 12, moments away. If you've been waiting for an unforgettable tonight from the city by the number 12, talk radio in Tampa Bay, unlike talk radio anywhere in the country, a very distinct personality all of its own. To the Lasseter Group, I would ask, what's right with it? What's wrong with it? Is it time, as the time comes, to get rid of the chronic regular callers? Carolyn, talk radio, what's right, what's wrong?
What's right about talk radio is that it gives asses like your two guests, Rocky and Captain Jack, the right to express their opinions. What's also right about it is that it substitutes the town hall, the opportunity to express one's opinion and to exchange opinions.
She's reading out of ebony.
I read out of nothing.
Keep quiet, gentlemen. Go on, Carolyn.
What's wrong with it? Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What's wrong with it is that if you have a talk host whose own basic insecurity overwhelms his or her desire to hear different opinions and to have them exchanged, then that is wrong. A talk host, in my opinion, should not only be well-informed, but should have a sense of humor about what talk radio is. Isn't this special?
Rocky, talk radio, what's right, what's wrong? Is it time to get rid of the chronics?
I don't think there's a time. I don't believe that we should screen people from calling in. I mean, here I am sitting to a couple of communist sympathizers that don't really care about the nation. All they care about the money. That
and us too, Rocky.
Hold on, Lionel. You'll get your chance.
And I believe that there's a lot of jealousy being brought not only to the callers but the actual talk show host. I've been banned from many stations in the past. And Lionel, I've been listening to this program and the other program for 2 weeks now, and I've heard nothing but Lionel screaming, holler about how he's going to kill me and all this. Well, I come on this one thing for one. I come on today to give you a favor. Look, I'm no better than anybody else. I'm just like everybody else.
Oh,
I'm just your average, everyday American citizen who wants to keep law and order in hand. I am a neo-American nationalist, and I'm proud of
it. Great, but what's right and what's wrong with talk radio?
I think what's wrong with talk radio is
screening and banning people that the talk show hosts don't have the guts to listen to because they're afraid they're going to ask them a question they can't answer.
Are you defending Lionel? Are you defending Lionel, Rocky?
Here, I'm defending Rocky on that one. You better believe it. I agree 100% with that.
Who asked him?
Lionel, what's right, what's wrong with the business in general?
Who, me?
Yeah.
First of all, we got the wrong people doing talk shows. We got people who get on here who think talk radio is some insipid announcer getting on and talking for 4 hours. Now, you are right.
Wait a second. I'm the only guy in town that does 4 hours. Are you taking cheap shots at me?
I'm sorry. 3 hours. Pardon me. Pardon me for living, okay? But let me tell you something about the regular callers. The regular callers are the lifeblood to your station. If you want to listen to...
Wait a second. You want to tell me that Mona and Dwight are the lifeblood at WFLA?
If you want to listen to the insipid dribble that normally comes across the show about, I've got a wonderful tapioca recipe, Bob, and all of that, fine. Then I'm going to another country to listen to another radio station. Rocky and Carolyn and I, and this is the only time I'll agree with you, I think add vitality to this. There are people out there who identify with us. We are a microcosm. We are the blood that surges through the veins of America.
We are metamorphosis of talk show talkers.
Oh, my God, I think we're all in trouble.
If you cut us off, you're cutting your gonads off. Because now, at least you've got enough class. And to jack off, you're just new. You're a new kid. You know, you've got to make your way up the ladder like we have. Okay? But isn't it funny that out of millions of people that populate this community... If you mention any of our names, you'll get recognition. More so than Sandy Friedman, the mayor.
Now, then why don't you use your real name, Lionel?
Let me in on this.
Okay, Captain Jack, what's right, what's wrong with talk radio?
First of all, I'm not on here to be recognized. And secondly, the problem with talk radio is not the people that call in. The problem with talk radio is these people that host these programs. Now, I've done a little research on this, and I understand there's about 50 stations or something, or 50 more that handle these programs in the country. And I found out, I made a little trip up to New Jersey. I went into Collinsworth, and I couldn't find no Bob Laster. I couldn't find no
record. It's Collinswood, Captain Jack.
I've heard him lie about your education and your work history. And I found a Boris Lasterovich. It looks to me like could be possibly dumped on this shore off of a...
Captain Jack, first of all, it's Collingswood. I've given my real name, and I don't lie about my education because I've admitted that I used to.
I've heard the man state that he has no morals, there's no respect for the flag, no respect for the president, no respect for religion, Bible bashing, has no heritage, has no children. These are dangerous people. And in Miami, there's a faggot down there, the same thing. And I have a feeling if we did a little investigation, we'd find this in every big city metropolis where these people like this Carolyn and Lionel who have this big city complex don't know a damn thing about the country. I think it's a plot to brainwash us.
You're jealous, Jackoff, because you realize you're an ignorant redneck.
Ignorant. You don't know what the word ignorant means.
Show some respect,
Lionel, please. I wasn't trained by a lawyer, Calhoun.
The Lasseter Group will continue. Issue number 13. Ted Kennedy recently quoted as saying, I don't think about being president anymore. I don't think about it any less either. Will the time ever, ever be right for Ted Kennedy, Lionel?
No, never.
Why not?
I can't stand the Kennedys.
Well, besides the fact that you can't stand them, how many voters do you think you influence?
Many, many people agree with me. Ted Kennedy, through his history, has shown people that he does not have the mettle. Despite the fact that I do agree with him in many instances, but I don't think he has that mettle, that je ne sais quoi, the sine qua non, to be president. I don't think he'll ever be able to get over Chappaquiddick, so long as morons like Rockhead and Jackoff remember it. And not only that, I think aside from that, I don't think he has the temerity.
What about if the country goes into a terrible economic tailspin? Is there anybody else out there that can raise up the emotion of the American people like Ted Kennedy?
Gary Hart.
Oh, give me a break, Lionel.
Gary Hart.
This isn't a joke show.
Gary Hart was our only chance.
Gary Hart's too much of an intellectual. He doesn't inspire any emotion or passion.
Oh, I know, and that rubs against the grain with Rockhead and Jackoff. God forbid we should get an intellectual. We need somebody like George Wallace or Lester Maddox.
David Duke.
Do you think David Kennedy was... Do you think that Ted Kennedy was
David
just...
David Kennedy's dead, Bob.
Do you think that Ted Kennedy was just being humorous when he said, I don't think about being president anymore? I don't think about it any less, either.
Ted Kennedy being humorous?
Yeah, was that an attempt at humor, or is he serious?
Only if you laugh, Bob.
Captain Jack, will the time ever come for Ted Kennedy?
Ted Kennedy is a disgrace to this nation, just like that other creep from up in Massachusetts, that Tip O'Neill.
I don't think Rocky's from Massachusetts.
What?
I don't think Rocky's from Massachusetts.
I said Tip O'Neill.
Oh.
Kennedy is a joke. He's sitting up there right now just laughing himself silly. He's a rotten... He comes from a family...
What's he laughing about, Captain Jack?
He's from a family of whiskey peddlers that made millions of dollars in duping the people. He's a part of this new breed that come into this country.
Wait a second, Captain Jack. Haven't you ever tipped up a grog of rum or so, you know?
Yes, but that didn't come from the Kennedys. We made our own.
You made your own rum.
Yes.
Time will never be right for Kennedy. Right, Captain Jack?
Kennedy, the time for him is to sit up there and let those idiots in the North keep electing him up there and creating problems in our country.
Carolyn, will the time ever be right for Kennedy?
Never.
Why?
Because I agree with everything which Lionel said that Kennedy did not possess, and I would include savoir-faire.
How much does Chappaquiddick play in it?
A great part.
All of it? Could he be president if it wasn't for Chappaquiddick?
I doubt that, because I don't think Teddy Kennedy has the intestinal fortitude for the job.
Should he crawl back in a hole and just leave public life?
Absolutely not. He's doing a great job as a senator, and I'm 100,000% with him in the need for a national health program.
Touché.
Rocky, the entire Bay Area waits breathlessly for your answer. Will Teddy Kennedy ever have his turn?
Well, according to Mr. Gorbachev and Mr. Castor, they say he's doing a fine job, too. And I'd like to say that since Carolyn just agreed with Lionel...
When did Gorbachev or Castor say that, Rocky? What's your source?
Agreed with Lionel, and Lionel just told a lie under... He just said that people like me and Jack will never forget about the Chappaquiddick incident.
Or the Chappaquiddick either.
Or Quiddick.
Lionel just said that he could never forget Pat Robertson for what he done.
Right.
So I don't think that Mr. Robertson has got any drowned women under the bridge. And if you like him so much, Carolyn, why don't you go on a long bridge ride with him? Yeah. And I'll supply the Jack Daniels.
I didn't say I liked him.
Of course, you just said you liked the man.
I did. You're lying.
It isn't a lie. You ought to get
quick.
You
are a liar.
No wonder you're not in the Soviet Union. They put you over here because you couldn't make it over there.
Wait a second, group. Let me jump in here. If not Ted Kennedy, then where is the next great liberal politician going to come from who could capture the White House?
We got plenty of them. We got an abundant supply of them.
Name one.
Well, we got Jesse Jackson. He's a liberal.
Jesse Jackson is not going to be president. You know that, Rocky. Who is
it?
What liberal has the potential for capturing the White House?
Mario Cuomo.
Mario Cuomo.
Yeah, that's what we need. A New York
Mario Cuomo. Get the mafia in there now.
I'd like
Mario
Italian.
The guy that gets up on the flag and waves the American flag and follows engines built in Japan.
Yeah.
Mitsubishi builds the Chrysler engines, you idiot. Yeah.
Mario
Cuomo.
To run this country,
we got a choice between a slumlord and a hoodlum. Who do we want? How about you, Carolyn? Why don't you run?
Are you kidding me?
Why don't you run, Carolyn?
Number 14.
What are you covering up?
Pat Schroeder shed tears when she pulled out of the presidential campaign. The people of the nation said, women just are not strong enough to be president. Are they, Lionel?
Absolutely, they're strong enough to be president. Do you know that in the XY chromosome that makes men men, do you know that the Y chromosome is genetically inert? Women are the ones, if they are not possessed with more power, more strength, then why do they live longer than men? Why don't their hair fall out?
Because they don't work well.
Shut up, Rocky.
The only reason that men have, throughout history, been, quote, superior to women is that physically we can beat them up.
But, Lionel, it appears as though the greatest amount of criticism toward Pat Schroeder came from women.
Came from women. Insipid little housewives who believe that the moronic rhetoric expounded by Jackoff and Rockhead. Women's worst enemies are women. Not men, women. Women are vicious against women.
Goodbye.
There is an underculture of women who want to keep the feminine sex suppressed. It's the same reason why more black people kill black people. I don't understand why. Pat Schroeder went on television and made the big mistake of showing emotion, showing that she was a human being, not crying in the middle of a debate, but crying when she was backing out. And you know who came against her? You moron, Rocky. I'm going to shove something so far up. Pat Schroeder showed emotion, and you know who came up? You know who it was? Who gave her the biggest...
Don't keep us in suspense.
Women.
Thank you, Lionel. Captain Jack.
I'm going to break it off in you, Rocky.
Captain Jack, how about it? Are women strong enough?
Well, hell no, women aren't strong enough. When this Pat Schroeder got up there, these women that belong to these organizations, they're all ugly to start with. If it is stay in the kitchen and raise their children and stay home, first of all, we wouldn't even have any unemployment. Men aren't going to vote for women, and the women aren't going to vote for women either.
Wait a second, Captain Jack. Do you mean you might be willing to take a job as a chambermaid?
I got enough money. I don't have to take a job.
Well, I thought you were a working man, Captain Jack.
I've got ships. I got boats. But I don't have to take no job as no chambermaid.
Carolyn, are women strong enough?
You bet. We're strong enough. We're intelligent enough. We can be president. A woman is going to be president.
Didn't Pat Schroeder know it was going to cost her through the teeth to sit there or stand there and weep?
She may not have known it was going to cost her through her teeth because she's intelligent.
Hey,
but it was people like Rocky and Jackoff who would vote against her because she cried. But let me say this. I have heard the women who castigated Schroeder for crying.
They're all ugly.
And they all sound like a bull moose with his member caught in a buzzsaw.
She's below her belt again.
Bob,
member.
What, Lionel?
You know what's wrong with this country? We hate crying. When Edmund Muskie stood on the steps and cried,
Democrat.
That ruined him.
Rocky.
But when Ronald Reagan went to see the family members of the Marines who were killed in Lebanon, and he cried like a baby, nobody ever said anything about that. They never equated that with weakness.
He
equated that with sympathy. And how you two redneck boneheads can't see the difference between...
Hold on there, Lionel. Rocky. Will there ever be a woman president?
That's a good point, because you've been crying for the last 2 hours. Since
will there ever be a woman president, Rocky?
Well, do I think that women could play the part? Well, you got to stop and think. I know a woman called Harlene Mahoney. Now, she's stronger than any man you'll ever meet. She's a big old strapping woman. She's a Swedish woman. She's 6'6", and she weighs 300 pounds. She's a pretty good old rugged girl, and she happens to be from Harlan County.
What'd you vote for her, Rocky?
She's a redneck. And now she's the type that'd take Lionel and put him over her knee and slap the crap out of
her. Would you vote for her, Rocky?
And I might vote for Harlene Mahoney or somebody
like
that.
Is there any woman in politics or public life that you could vote for president? You know, such as Jane Kirkpatrick.
Oh, God, give me a break.
No, I wouldn't vote for her.
Why not?
I wouldn't vote for Pat Schroeder. I wouldn't vote for Shirley Chisholm.
Why wouldn't you vote for...
I might vote for Raquel Welch because I could sit there and look at her, or maybe Dolly Parton.
Would you vote for your mother, Rocky?
Do you have a mother, Rocky?
Do you have a mother?
Yeah, do you have one?
Listen to that. That's rotten.
Would you vote for your own mother is my question. What the hell's wrong with that, Jackoff? Is that too tough?
No, it's just hitting below the belt. All you do is hit below the belt. And
if Rocky's mother is anything like him...
Well, if there was
like
something
him,
to hit below the belt at, I'd do it.
Who would vote for that?
But you're a spineless, gonadless dork who just got on today, and I'm still waiting for you to say something intelligent.
If fate gives me the chance, I will.
Let's hear
Captain
it.
Captain Jack, you've got the floor. Say something intelligent.
I'm waiting.
Won't you shut
up, the rest of you. Captain Jack has the floor. Say something intelligent.
You're a
double.
You're a bulldog.
Shut up, Lionel. Shut up, Rocky. Captain Jack's got the floor to say something intelligent.
Come mierda.
Hey,
shut up, everybody. Captain Jack, say something intelligent.
I am going to say something. I've done a little research on this Rocky character who claims to be a lawyer. And the only thing that
Rocky's a lawyer?
Hey, okay. I said Lionel.
That's okay. I'll accept your
apology. I know this is tough, Jack.
The only training he ever had was by Lawyer Calhoun on the old Amos and Andy show. This guy works out of a phone booth down on Dale Mabry in Nebraska Avenue.
That's
he's
a lie.
Chaser, and he lives on funds he's cheated little old ladies
That's
out of.
A
and
lie.
He publicly stated on the air that he voted for Jesse Jackson.
Issue number 15. Golf. 42 Americans already dead. Every day, more and more reports of hostility. And now, the Iranians are literally firing on U.S. craft. Is it worth the risk in the Persian Gulf? Carolyn.
No. N-O. This is the most stupid...
Bill.
This is the most stupid element of Ronald Reagan's foreign policy.
The most stupid?
Yes. He was stupid in Beirut. He was stupid on Grenada. And he is, I assure you, stupid in the Persian Gulf. The only reason that Ronald Reagan sent Americans into the Persian Gulf is because he sold arms to the Ayatollah. And when he found out that another country went to the Soviet Union for help in the Persian Gulf, then Ronald Reagan said, oh, we've got to get over there. We've got to stop the commies in the Persian Gulf. And you know what's fascinating? The Soviet Union and the United States are now sharing intelligence against the Iranian fundamentalists. It's stupid.
Captain Jack, is it worth the risk in the Persian Gulf? What do you think about the fact that we're buddying up with the Soviets on this?
Fine. It's exactly what needs to be done, and everything Carolyn said was a bald-faced lie.
Right.
The United States is in there, England's in there, France is in there, Germany's in there, Italy. Hallelujah.
Italy is Captain Jack, Italy today is debating whether or not to pull out.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. Eventually, this is going to bring the United States and Russia closer together. They're going to go in there and wipe all those Arabs out, take that oil away from them, and then we won't have to worry about them. That's what's going to happen.
Is that moral, Captain Jack?
It's perfectly
moral. To steal
moral.
People's oil?
That's perfectly moral.
Why
perfectly
is it moral?
Yes, sir.
What makes it moral?
Because there's certain things you have to do, and when you have to do it, don't pussyfoot around, get in there, and get it done. And that's what needs to be done. We're playing games
over
here.
Then are you ready to call Ronald Reagan a yellow-bellied sapsucker for not doing it?
Who?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan's no dummy. Ronald Reagan started
out. No, he's a moron.
He's got all the rest up in there with him now. He's got them all in there. There's more coming every day. We're going to clean that Ayatollah's plow.
Lionel.
We're going to take care of the rest of them there. Guys that run around.
Lionel, is it worth the risk in the Persian Gulf? 42 dead already.
There's only one reason we're there, and that's for oil. And what we're doing is we're trying to watch behind our backs to make sure the Iranians don't shoot us with the same missiles that we sold
them.
So we're going to be shot by our own weapons while morons and cretins like you and rockheads think it's great, because if Ronald Reagan dropped his pants and defecated on Main Street, you'd jump up and down saying, God bless America.
Touché.
You're mindless. You don't have a single thought independent in your head.
Then what's the solution over there, Lionel?
The hell with the solution. Back off.
That's
you
right.
Want to start a war over this? If we've got France and Germany, great. Let those people do something for once. God knows we busted our butt for them. We don't need to be out there. And when we get another 400 American kids killed over there because of a mine or whatever, I want you to call back, and I want you to call all of the family members and explain that your son lost his young life for oil. And
he
was shot by a missile from Iran that we sold him.
Rocky, 42 people. Shut up, guys. Rocky, 42 guys are dead already. How many more in the Persian Gulf?
Why don't y'all show us some southern manners, the southern people here, that some of you Yankees got manners.
42 men are dead, Rocky. How many more before we cut and run?
None.
None what?
What?
None what?
No more dead.
Rocky, you have no control over that. How many lives are you willing to risk to make a point in the Persian Gulf?
Hey, Lionel, why don't you go eat some popcorn out of here?
How many lives, Rocky? Shut up, Lionel.
Hey, Lionel.
Lionel, hush up.
Hey, Lionel. Why don't you
Rocky, how many lives?
Rocky,
how many lives are you willing to risk to make a point in the Persian Gulf?
Look, we found that oil. We refined the oil. We found it, and we showed them people.
How many lives, Rocky? How many American boys are you willing to waste?
I say we go in there tonight and blow them up.
Right. Answer the question, bonehead.
Whatever it takes.
I'm answering the question. You see, we go in there tonight and blow them up.
Bob, don't leave this.
Bob, I won't.
We
could take the Mississippi National Guard, go in there and clean them out.
How many lives, you ignorant morons, you?
As many as it takes.
They will not answer.
Let's send you over there on the first boat, Lionel. Let's give you a rifle and send you over there first.
I want you right next to me.
Our people have lost their lives in every damn war. Lives don't mean that much.
This is not a war, Jack.
Captain Jack, lives don't mean that much?
No, sir, not when we got a cause.
That's right.
Our people go in there. We're not cowards. We don't run. We get in there and get the job done.
Write that down, Bob.
Hey, the country comes first.
That's right.
Hey, the country comes first. Not Mrs. Mahoney's little boy that got shot by a bullet.
150 the time, issue number 16 coming your way.
New York.
Issue number 17. The people still like Ronald Reagan, but the people don't like Ronald Reagan's policies. When it comes to giving him a vote of confidence for being a nice guy, close to 60% say he's a nice guy. But when it comes time to backing his views and policies, the American people back away. Is the time right? Is the time right for a move to the left in this country, Carolyn?
Absolutely. The time is right for a move to the left. And when I say that, I do not mean the extreme left. But the time is right in our country, as was just demonstrated.
Are you talking about middle of the road, then?
I am talking about left of center, and if you have any question about that, you should tally up the vote against Bork.
Rocky, is the time right for a move to the left?
Remember this about Bork in the Senate. The majority of people is not always right, Carolyn. Remember that. That's common sense, but that's something
you're lacking. It is not the Senate I'm speaking of. It is the American people who spent our hard-earned money to call our senators and to write letters to tell them that we did not want a right-wing zealot to sit on the Supreme Court who had to look
lady,
into the Constitution for your right and mine to privacy.
Forget the senators. I don't like the system, okay?
Rocky, forget Carolyn. Forget Carolyn for the moment. Is
all
the
right.
time right
I
for
like
a move
Ronald
to the left?
Reagan. What we need is a hardcore redneck in there to tell people where to go when the time gets
But there
Save
is
us.
No heir apparent, Rocky.
I don't want a man with morals in there. I
Rocky, there is
redneck.
No heir apparent. There is no one on the right who is capturing the nation's fancy. Is the nation ready to move to the left, like it or not?
No, we're not ready to move to the left. We're too much to the left now.
You're wrong.
Captain Jack, what do you have to say on that?
Well, I guess when Carolyn campaigned for Shirley Chisholm, she'd like to see her in there.
I didn't campaign for her.
Yeah, that's what she learned in Grambling, where she went to school, took basket weaving.
Captain Jack, cheap shot to Carolyn aside. The fact of the matter is there is no heir apparent. Heir apparent. There is no one on the right that has captured the nation's fancy the way Ronald Reagan did. Is it time for a move to the left?
No, it's not time for a move to the left. And these polls are taken by press that takes these polls, go into the black community and pick names out of phone books that you can't even spell or pronounce and ask them these questions. What the hell do you expect?
Yes, you can't pronounce Dallas names liberal? Like Brown and Johnson, Captain Jack?
Do who?
Brown and Johnson. You have trouble with names like that?
John, Mooka Mooka Boogie Boogie, eh?
Yeah. Those types.
Lionel, is it time for a move to the left?
No, it's a time to move back to reality, not this right wing.
Is left reality?
What?
Is left reality?
Not left always.
Reality.
Not always, but the pendulum is swinging back at least to the midpoint. It will then go a little bit to the left, and it will balance out where it should be. Not all left, not all right.
Issue number 17. Are people like the rock and roll Klansmen dinosaurs destined for obscurity, Lionel?
Dinosaurs? You're the duck-billed platypus incarnate.
I'm a duck-billed platypus.
You are emblematic of a mentality that is went out with Gone with the Wind.
Wait a second. Are you talking to me or are you talking to Rocky?
I'm talking to Rocky.
Oh.
Rocky is an abomination. Rocky is absolutely the most, to me...
Well, aside from that, is he a dinosaur?
Dinosaur, yes. Pre-dinosaur. I'm talking about the little nymphs that crawled out of the ocean during the primordial ooze and the Big Bang. He's not Neanderthal. He's primordial. He is the last vestige of a demented and psychotic way of thinking that I hope this country never sees. And Jack is one step behind that.
Captain Jack, are people like Rocky dinosaurs destined for nothing?
No, and this goes back to your question you asked previously about talk radio. If this station and the other stations allow people like me and Rocky to get on here where we can talk to the people out there pertaining to our country, I think we're going to swing a lot of people, because Rocky's a descendant from the people who made this country. He's a descendant of the people who fought the wars and conquered the wilderness. And look,
and then
we have these people like that motor mouth that's talking now, who arrived here, who don't give a damn about our country.
Wait a minute.
Only thing they want is get
are
out
you
of
a dissenter? He's a dissent.
No, I didn't interrupt you. Why are you interrupting me?
Are you saying descendant or dissenter?
Shut up, Lionel. Look at the man on the floor, you Yankee.
You heard what I said.
Let him talk.
These people like this Lionel, this Carolyn, they weren't worth a damn when they got here, and they're not worth a damn now.
Carolyn, is Rocky, and his kind, or is he a dinosaur?
Rocky and his friend Jack predate dinosaurs, and I would say that they have not evolved to that stage yet. And I would also like to point out to all the people who are listening to this program that Rocky has told outright lies. First of all, there's no Hazard County, Kentucky.
Filthy, shame.
Shut up, moron.
Why don't you write Ann Landers and learn how to speak on the
Hazard,
phone?
Hazard, Kentucky is a town. It's spelled with one Z. It's a small town. All of my ancestors came here on the Mayflower. Rocky would try till hell froze over say that I did not have every qualification to be a member of his putrid clan.
Carolyn.
I am a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant female who was born and reared in the South, but I have an IQ over 60.
Carolyn, time is of the essence. Rocky, are you a dinosaur?
Today I'm a dinosaur. Tomorrow I won't be.
That's right.
Why?
Because when the destruction comes from the evil forces within, people will come to my way of thinking. People will be running for the new order.
Grunty.
People will be running for special interest groups and saying, we've made a mistake.
That's right.
Moron.
All right, last segment of the program. 15 seconds, each and every one of you, for what else, since I'm ripping it off? Predictions. Carolyn, let me start with you.
My prediction is that this era of what is called conservatism, but which is not, in fact, it is, in my opinion,
time is of the essence, Carolyn, the prediction.
Right-wing zealotry is gone.
Captain Jack, your prediction.
I predict that the white Christian people who made this country in this area are going to learn that there's two types of white people in this country, and that these white people, such as this Lionel and Carolyn, who are the ones
what's
who
the prediction?
Trouble with the blacks, they're going to wise up, and we're going to get this country back where it belongs.
Lionel, your prediction.
My prediction is that within 5 years, Rockhead and Jackoff will both receive lobotomies and finally understand just exactly how stupid they've been.
Rocky, your prediction.
My prediction is that all children are not bad, and I hope and pray that no children will go hungry tonight, and that we can all live to learn to live in harmony.
Thank you, Rocky. History has been made. The Lassiter Group is no more. After the hour of 2 o'clock, I am exhausted. Friday, October the 9th, 1987. Lassiter with you until 4, as I am every weekday, right here at the Talk of Tampa Bay, WFLA. If you have any compassion, if you have any sympathy, any understanding in your hearts, you will call. You've heard of people begging for calls before. I'm not taking any chances. I am begging because I am beat, 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 beat. My head hurts. I will entertain any topic under the sun. I have no shame whatsoever. And today I have even less. Lassiter Group. Something I've wanted to do for a long time. But there are many things I've wanted to do for a long time. Let me give you the...
Lionel, a Jewish lawyer.
That's true.
Now, I have reason to believe that he's not really a Jewish lawyer. He is a lawyer, but I don't believe he's Jewish. So what I'd like to propose is that he be made an honorary Jewish lawyer.
An honorary Jewish lawyer.
Right.
Well, I don't really have any control over that, but, it's okay with me.
Well, you know, basically...
It's okay with him.
The guy can't tolerate bigotry and stupidity, and that probably qualifies him.
You know, you may have a point there.
Now, I don't know if he wants to become the real thing, because I don't know if he can handle the initiation ceremony.
Well, he may have already gone through it.
You never know. But aside
from... And I don't want to know either.
Huh?
And I don't want to know either.
He might tell you if you ask him.
Well, I'm not going to ask him.
Okay. In any event...
It'll be his
event,
secret.
That's a suggestion of mine, and if you ever, or when you speak to him again, see if he's interested in...
Did you listen to the entire 2 hours?
A good part of it.
Why?
I was just fascinated by the whole thing.
Fascinated? What was it that fascinated you the most?
Just the total clash of... totally irreconcilable differences. There was no way that you could get agreement between the two sides.
I would have thought that the only hope for getting four outrageous egotists in the one room would be to put four talk show hosts into one room. No way. No way. Far greater egos.
That wouldn't have equaled this. And it wasn't a question of ego. It was a question of basically immovable positions.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're thoroughly welcome, Bob.
Appreciate. Hillsborough, 9...
Comment on your 2 hours.
Go for it.
I got to congratulate you. It was very interesting. I listened to the entire 2 hours. And I think the reason I did it, I agree with Jerry, what he just said. It's